Okay, welcome everyone to the Noble Parish Council Maintenance Committee meeting of the 16th of June 2022. First item is MA02422 to receive and approve apologies.
None received. Well, Steve Pittman isn't here, he's going to be unable to attend. That's the only apology I've received.
Right. We were going to have representation from the other lobby. Society.
They were meant to be attending, but we can't find them, so we
So anyway, so hopefully next time. Item MA02522, to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations.
None received.
None received. Thank you. MA02622, to approve the minutes of the Maintenance Committee meeting held on the 18th of May 2022. Have there been any comments or corrections?
I haven't received any.
Does anyone wish to make any amendments to the minutes of the last meeting? Of course, we'll have someone propose that exception to Councillor Clark. Councillor Tomori seconding, all those in favour?
Thank you.
Unanimous, thank you. MA02722, public participation. We have no members of the public present or not members of this committee. So we'll move on to MA02822, finance matters, to consider a financial report. The finance report is in the pack. I don't really think there's much point in commenting on it at this stage. We'll just note it because it's so early in the year. There's no reason to be any cause for concern at the moment. MA02922, conservation matters. A, to receive the Environmental Agency monthly reports for May 2022. They are reporting somewhat lower levels of rainfall, and essentially in their summary they say 48% of river indicator sites are now below normal levels, with a 38% of indicator sites at notably low or exceptionally low levels. 72% of rainwater indicator sites are at normal levels, which I suppose means we're not going to have any restrictions on our watering of gardens. But the river now is notably lower, isn't it?
It is here, up in the upper level.
Yeah.
It's quite high down in Mildred, just past the way treatment discharge point, which they seem much more water than they're used to seeing. But so my feeling is we're low here, and theirs is if we have any more, it'll be in my garden, was one of the riparian owners says.
Okay.
But that's not ours, that's down there, so I'm sure the EA are aware.
Right, okay. Item B under 02922, to receive report on the River Mall restoration group. Do you wish to report anything on the River Mall?
I do. First of all, we'd just like to say thank you for supporting our grant, and you funded us to repair the access point at the recreation field, and we wish to, with permission of the council, to go on with diggers and goodness knows what, to do this over the 7th and 9th of July. The ground is quite hard, it's a good time to do it, and as you've said, the water level is low. So we want to, on the Thursday, we'd like to have a gravel delivery down on site. On the Friday...
Would that be just put on the riverbank?
It'll be just on the side of the access point to be put in at a later date. Eight tons, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, eight tons. We need to have some beams, wood beams, oak beams delivered, and we would like to store them temporarily in the car park at Little Hands Nursery, just on the side.
These are sort of
oak beams.
Oak beams to retain the size of the access point.
So up to three. They'll be there for a very short space of time.
And who's doing the work, Maureen?
So Mike Watson from Mildred's plant. Unfortunately, Justin is off to Cornwall for 10 days. And we just feel it's such an optimum time to go get it done. We managed to find this gentleman, and he works with Rob McGovern, and in fact had been, when they did the upper reach, just at the beginning of the COVID, he was a gentleman who did it for us. So. I've spoken to Claire about booking the pavilion because that's our place of safety from our health and safety point of view. And we'll put notices up a few days before at the access point. So I'll run them past Claire or Sophie just to make sure you're happy with them.
Yeah, presumably the contractor's going to fence off the area of work.
Yeah, we'll fence it off.
Yeah.
And I mean, we don't anticipate it's going to be there very long, really. It's just to dig a trench for us. And then we'll be replacing it with new matting, gravel spoil, and we'll seed it with grass seed, which usually takes at the side, but we always end up with the bare patch in the middle because there's so much activity on the access point. So I don't think then, you know, we're not going to be there for a long period of time, so hopefully the public will be happy, and it's going to improve it to such an extent. So
this is a long time since it was installed.
Over 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah. So we're hoping that this will run for about 15 years, you know.
It will be this.
Yeah. Well, it does get a lot of... we're going to be taking the old matting up, and I think we'll just have to stack that somewhere and dispose of it. Down the tip, I suppose. I don't know. But anyway, so that's what we're anticipating doing. It's all set up, ready to go, just waiting really to make sure that you're happy. I've done a risk assessment.
Sounds. I think you trust your experience and integrity, yes.
No, just a quick disposing of that
matting.
We have got a tray bin down at the end, which that's the sort of thing that, so perhaps I'll talk to you about.
Well, that'd be great.
Perhaps not all in one go, but if we can do it like this, cut it up. Yes, right, fine.
Yeah.
But we've got a tray bin there, so to save you.
Well, thank you, Keith. That'd be brilliant.
We can sort something out.
Yeah. And I think just really, obviously, that's our main objective, and then we've been contacted by Rob McGovern, which I know he's spoken to you about, for a project that for next year.
Yeah.
So we're obviously supportive of that.
Yes, and I think just to elaborate on that, he's made contact with the Riverdale Group and also the Parish Council, asking for our cooperation in a project to clear some of the scrub further up towards the village college. It's going to be quite expensive to do this, and they also want to put a lot of gravel in the bed of the river. 200 tonnes of gravel?
So yeah.
Huge amount of gravel.
Yeah.
So this is quite a big project, and he's seeking grant funding for it from elsewhere, but he can probably come to the Parish Council for some support as well in the November tranche of I think it's something that we should support.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean it would just make such a difference to the river. Just to say, when we did that project where we put the paving fencing up and Rob cleared the scrub and with the volunteers, Justin was going to cut in front of it as part of his cutting programme, I understood, because all the nettles are coming back up again and the brambles, you can't see them. I mean, in some ways it's quite nice because you can't really see the fence, but it's going to start getting out of hand again. And Rob McGovern is also aware he owes a half day. So he's been in touch with us and we've said, well, at the minute there's no need for him, but he will fulfil that.
Good. Very honest of him.
Hmm?
I think that's very honest of him.
Well, I'm sure he did.
Right, okay. Thank you very much. Any more? Is that it?
Have we got any fencing, you know, the temporary...
Red plastic stuff? Yes, I think we've got some up there, just in case
our stuff that we used earlier on is not so usable anymore.
Yeah, I'll have a look. I'm pretty sure we've got some in the cemetery shed up Orchard Road. I'll have a look for you.
Lovely, thank you. Now, that'll be good.
Right. Moving on then to another sort of related thing, item B under Oak 2922, to receive report, sorry, to C rather, to consider quotation for no littering signs to be displayed along the River Mel. Speaking to the clerk, I think we asked Meldreth if they would like us to help them with putting signs along the river, and I think they're declining it.
Well, no, I think there was some misunderstanding. So they don't want signs in Mel Wood, but they seem to be quite happy to have signs along the Mel.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not quite what I'm reading. No, so there was a follow-up email from the clerk in Meldreth, who I think had spoken to a River Mel Restoration Group representative in Meldreth. I don't think I was aware that they were going to.
No, I think the thing is that it was about, because it just mentioned Mill Wood, which is a very small part. So the original email said Mill Wood, which is a very small part of the whole of that footpath. Mill Wood is quite small. It's not, you know, if you're walking down, it's mostly private land. Mill Wood itself is quite small. So, which I understand, the people who look after that were not happy to have signs, which I can understand. But my colleague has said that if we are going to go ahead with it, I understand there are like three signs, one at Flambards Bridge, one where from the park access, and one for the fence at Topcliff Mill.
Right.
So the big open, mostly literary places.
So what's the next step?
So we've got a quote, got two quotes, one for five signs and one for ten. I don't know how many you want, if they're going to just go through. Well, it might be worth maybe having a few spares.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us it would be the A10 bridge, that part would be, where we go into the Woodland Walk. Maybe where you come on to the path, but I swear they're going to, how we're going to fix it, and I think that's the problem as well.
So I think we asked for signs that could be post mounted. Sorry, so could you go back to the image, because I think it says on there. We also need the final information for contact details at the bottom.
Yeah, we've decided we would want a logo, but the name, if River Mel Restoration Group. I mean, have you put your Melbourne Parish Council on, or?
We did consider that.
Discussed, yeah.
Yeah, I think we should put that on there.
I think there's room, but we're just happy to have them, if there's not room or if it makes it exceedingly more expensive or whatever.
Is this something I need to do? Would that be good to simplify all of the information on it? So it's River Mel Registration Group, Melbourne Parish Council, and any contact details or just that?
Maybe just the phone.
Phone of the council.
Yeah. That's what we usually put on a sign, is a phone.
So how many do we need? Councillor Gilmurray.
Do we want to put Meldreth Council on there as well?
Do we?
I don't know. I mean, if it's going in their parish.
Yeah. So that's on there. Just put the men on for them.
That sounds a bit separate.
I think if we put our one on, and then if there's something particular to Meldreth, we can forward the message, maybe we'll get them to ring. Maybe we could field it, because it's our project.
It's our project, we're funding it, but yeah. It's going to be their parish.
It would be just a second. Yeah, I mean, I think it would probably be politically better to put their
Shall I give them the option of having
Yes, I think
details?
So, yeah. Yep. I think we should, because we've got signs with Melbourne Parish Council written on the bottom in Melbourne.
Yes,
Councillor
Clark. Obviously, I think we need to go for the 10 because it gives us a couple of spares as well, and it's a small price to pay.
It's not a huge cost, is it?
Really, makes sense.
And there's unit price to go down.
21.
Yeah. Okay, before we vote on that, how are we going to get them fixed? Some of the posts and somebody put posts in. Is that something that the River Valve group would want to do?
Could do?
Yeah.
Put them up? Yeah.
So,
they can put theirs where they want them down that end. And
yeah, so it would be wooden posts, presumably.
Well, we've got some posts. So
we have.
I think we'd be all right.
Some suitable posts, okay.
Yeah.
Right then, so I think we're voting on buying 10. 10 signs from unlimited logos at a cost of £210 plus VAT. Nothing proposed. That's Clark, that's Barnes, seconding all those in favour. It's going to be unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
The artwork to be finalised after the contact.
Artwork to be finalised.
Yes.
Always the artwork.
It's only because we keep changing our minds.
Both thanks.
The can I just say the River Cairn people who sort of started us off on this really with the Cherry Hitchin one would very much like to see what we've done. Are you happy for us to post it up? Because it might inspire somebody else to come up with their own.
That sells some coffee, right?
It'd be nice to get
paid
for the little ones.
Yeah.
I'll send them your way.
Okay, then. Okay, MAO 2922 Conservation Matters. Any other updates on conservation before we talk about the boardwalk?
I suppose just to say that we had the Borden from the RSPB joined us at Stockbridge Meadows, and that was a really, Keith was there as well. That was a really good meeting. Really developed some good relationships. And
as usual, you're not aware of the existence of the place.
Yeah. So this was the guy that came to the last meeting?
Well, it was his. The chap who came is actually the warden from, the guy who came to the last meeting, so I think he's based at the lodge. But the chap who came on Monday was the actual warden from Fowling. So, but he was so pleased, and he said any help, you know, he's even offering us volunteers, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Even things like he bought some for the Stockbridge, we bought these weeder things, didn't we?
The ragworm. Yeah.
And he said, oh, I've got some of those if you want to borrow some of that. So he really was very, very helpful.
You've got a contact there now.
Yeah. I think it's worth people going. I mean,
complimentary, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very good. He was very impressive. He said he'd come back on his own just to walk it. But one thing, if people are up at the fancy walk, they have put a broad walk in up there, or it's been put in by volunteers. But it's a composite poles and posts and cross panels and softwood and things. But I mean, it might just be people, and also the big thing is it's got no hand rails. You did say to us, as far as the RSP reads, hand rails aren't necessary,
but below 90.
I think they did mention 90 centimetres.
Yeah.
But he's quite explicit that there's no, as far as the RSP is concerned, there's no need. But he was very good, and we have now made contact, so...
Well, maybe we'll talk about Stockbridge Meadows in a moment, but yeah, okay, thank you for that. MAO 3022 Allotment Matters, the research chair, the Allotment Association present, he or she.
He.
Next slide. item B, consider quotations for removal of asbestos.
Yeah, so we've had a few allotment holders find asbestos on their plots. They have done in the past. Some of the pieces were quite big, so Cambridge asbestos came out. They did advise that the red box that was up there wasn't suitable. It didn't have a lock on. Also, there should be a main person who kind of monitors it. You shouldn't be advising the public to pick up bits of asbestos. So he advised a walk of the site to remove any kind of top layer asbestos. So we've got three quotes for that. We also spoke with the National Allotment and Leisure Gardens Society, and they offered the advice that doing a full inspection would hopefully reduce the likelihood of finding asbestos. But then we have been here before, so it's the committee want to move this. They were saying, obviously, if it's small pieces, you still shouldn't advise that people, you shouldn't tell people they can go and pick it up and they'll be fine.
Yeah, so.
Trouble is, it is all in small pieces, and it's everywhere, and it's because it was popped out.
And then there'll be fragments that you can't see.
Yeah, I mean, I love the recommendation in one of the documents that says we should try and acquire land elsewhere for the allotments.
Yeah, that's right.
But if everything around the village is buried, it's got asbestos buried around.
Right. So
I'm not sure what we can do.
I think we should do something. I think we have a duty of care which imposes some sort of requirement on us to do something. So I think at the very least that we should make a sweep of the allotments and take out any visible asbestos, as we have done before, I think. We've done something
several times.
I think. What do you think? Does that seem reasonable?
I don't think we've got an awful lot of choice. I mean, and come another 3 or 4 years down the line, we'll have to do it again.
Yeah.
And again.
So we've got a quote from Cambridge Asbestos for £795 per spat to do this.
And the other quotes are considerably higher.
The other quote. So this is obviously the one to go with if we're happy with that solution. Okay, and I was going to propose it. Sorry.
But will this be an annual thing then? Will, because it is it's proactive if we do it annually. Just be accepted as a
company. Yeah.
Or does it need to be annually or 2 years? I don't know, I mean, how?
So when I met with Cambridge Asbestos, and he was saying 8 months, 8 months, you might need to do this.
He's trying to sell it.
So I think if it was annually, he says you have to look like you're managing the asbestos. So when we had the red box there, it did look like we were managing it, but not in the correct way. So.
But I thought they recommended that.
So, yeah, but then he was saying now, because it's not locked, you've got a group of kids down there, all that's in the box.
Throwing
around to pieces of
it,
but yes.
Okay.
Well, two things. Can we get a lock? And secondly, I think we should precept for this just a small amount of money each year. We just add it into the precept. Be it £1,000, £1,500 a year, just add it in as a matter of course so that we can demonstrate that we are annually reviewing this and keeping it. Because obviously it takes time for them to lift to the surface with the turnovers and things like that. So annually should be fine. We'd be doing our due diligence and we're doing our profession and also get a padlock.
Yeah, I agree. Does everybody agree with that?
So are we going to keep the red box there? Just put a lock on it?
Perhaps.
Or are they suggesting that we shouldn't be doing even that?
With the advice they were saying we shouldn't be telling people to pick up these asbestos.
Okay,
that was the bottom of it.
So there's a number of elements of this.
Yeah.
So I suppose we're saying that I'm suggesting this is what we agree now. So this is not what we're going to agree with. I'm suggesting to you that it's what we're going to agree with. That we take away the red box. That we ask the Allotment Association to inform their members to advise us if they find asbestos but not to put it up. Rather, we do a walk around asbestos pickup using the Cambridge asbestos now and annually.
So, what happens if somebody unearths a piece of asbestos in the meantime? Do we have to get Cambridge Asbestos out to pick up a couple of square centimetres of asbestos at the cost of 800 quid?
Before we had the red box, what did people do?
I don't know.
Councillor Bowie, you have an allotment, do you not?
Yeah, I've had it for 7 or 8 years now.
What's your experience?
I've not seen any asbestos on my patch, nor on the roadways through the middle, but obviously other people are finding it.
Okay.
That's a clue. Two things. I think if we're going to lose the red box, then that's got to go with Cambridge when they come to do their sweep. Mm. That's got to be done. If we were of a mind to keep the box with a padlock, the allotment association should be provided with a formal procedure to say if you identify smaller elements, do not pick up with the bare hand, mask up and put it into the box. But that's putting that responsibility. So we are sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place, really. If we cannot respond 20 times a month to a piece of...
Sorry, I was just thinking, if we padlock the box, it's pretty useless anyway, isn't it? I mean, there's no point in having it padlocked.
Unless
because the whole point of it was for people to put a book.
So, I mean, the padlock would be with somebody or available to.
Nobody's going to be available all the time for that.
Or a combination.
What about a box like a letterbox? If you have a padlock box with a slot in, I know sort of most of it's flat asbestos, we have a.
Tell you what, why don't we wait and ask the chair of the Allotment Association exactly what they're going to do. Yeah. So I think for the purposes of this meeting, we should just agree on having Cambridge Asbestos come and do a sweep.
Yeah.
Yes, for Murray.
And I suggest that we immediately put a lock on the red box, whether we're going to keep it or not. We'll just stick a padlock on there.
Yeah.
That's good advice, yeah.
Is that a job for the ranger?
What's that? Sorry.
Put the padlock on the red box, is it?
Yeah. Bus ranger.
Yeah. I thought you were a warden.
Yeah.
Right, I don't know why I am half the time. But anyway, it's a job for the warden, ranger, dog's body. put the padlock on.
Councillor Clark.
Can we just make a note to raise this at Finance and Good Governance at the appropriate meeting for precepting? Precepting for.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's better to just do it annually.
Yeah,
agreed.
It demonstrates that we're managing it, even though it's not really very manageable. Okay, can I have someone propose we accept the quote from Cambridge Asbestos of 795 Ventnor to Act? Councillor Murray is proposing, Councillor Barley seconding. All those in favour? Very unanimously, thank you very much.
I will endeavour to fit a standard, if we've got some more, fit a standard padlock on the box. So it's, it's the same as all the other padlocks.
Right, moving on then to... quotations to remove brambles. We're still waiting for
that. We're still waiting for that.
Yeah. Okay, any other updates on allotments? No? Okay. Stockbridge Meadows, hello. MAO 3122, Stockbridge Meadows. Yeah, I mean, we've had two very interesting visits this week, say, one from RSVP and then another one this week.
Oh, sorry,
have we missed?
To remove brambles.
And another one this week from Natural England. Who wants to talk about this? I wasn't present for the RSPB one. Business, but
apparently we're going to have long-worn cows in there within 5 years.
Yeah. So the visit from the Natural England representative was, I think, inspiring, really.
He
walks the walk and as he talks the talk, then it's going to be
good.
Yes. He was offering all kinds of support for funding, you know, advice on a management plan, you would be able to get funding, grant funding through Natural England to do a refreshed management plan, which I think we need to do. And I think, Sophie, it would probably be a good idea for you to make contact with him.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he did say he would make contact with you.
Yeah, I'm totally getting it.
But I think it would probably be good to take the initiative, yeah, really, and really say how really pleased we were with, you know, his visit, and we look forward very much to partnering with Natural England, and what does he want us to do next, really? But I mean,
it was inspiring, really.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I mean, he was so enthusiastic. I mean, Stockbridge Meadows, to be fair, was absolutely stunning.
He's even volunteered to talk to the man at the mirror.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, so we've got two good contacts there, which bode well, really.
We'll just need as an extension for that. This question, there's more than that. We've had a chat. We finally decided that which we showed you, the space for the pond.
The old pond, yeah.
Is you know, I mean, we showed you over there. So I don't know what the next step, the next step now? I know the man from Del Monte said he could sort it all out for us, but do we still have to pull this up in swag or wag or whatever they're called?
It's swag, no. It's their project for the Great Crested Newt, and we talked about and as Keith says, there is definitely an old pond that would meet the criteria.
You can see it there, but it's pointed out to you. Yeah,
yeah. And if you look at the criteria that they send, it absolutely, from our perspective, meets it. So I think our question is, so what do we do now?
What's the next step? Do we tell them we found a suitable place and get them down?
Yeah. But I mean, it seems to me that if they're looking for a suitable site, there couldn't be a more suitable site. It's absolutely ideal. It's in the right place. There was a problem there. You know, that's absolutely perfect.
So I think that would be great.
I mean, the next move, presumably, then, is to tell them we've found a suitable place.
So I did contact them after it was discussed in a previous meeting, and they sent the criteria through there. So if we believe that we meet all...
Well, from our perspective, we're trying to be very, you know, sort of not trying to make anything work, so it does work. I mean, it does. There's no trees around it, which was one of them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's near to a watercourse. It's near to a scrape. It's I mean, the only thing that we would have a problem with is the dogs, just dog walking and people not having their dog on leash. But you can just, part of it can be we would have to fence the pond after it was put
together. Using deer fencing or something like that just to keep the dogs out, but allows wildlife in and out as it wishes.
Because that's right next to where the grass snakes and the lizards live, so it sort of just all falls
in
together.
Perfect.
Yes, it seems perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so the criteria that you were asked to comment on, was that like a questionnaire that needs to go back to this?
It was just a list.
It was just a list, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, I was going to say, should we go back then and just say we believe that we meet the criteria?
They come out and have a look at it, I believe, is the next step.
Right, okay.
And I think you might be able, if we were able to make quick contact with a man from Natural England, you could say that the project is supported by Natural England.
That's really good, yeah, because he said you're fighting at the end of it, didn't he? So go for it. Brilliant.
And if he's as influential as he'd like to make you think he is, then yeah, well, good.
After you.
After the wheelbarrow?
No, I can talk about the tree.
The tree down by the
river.
Yes, that's While we were there, we visited the river, the head of the boardwalk, which is not very accessible because it's all overgrown, but we got there and back. And there is a willow tree with branches which dangerously overhang near the end of the old boardwalk. And I've taken an image of it and I'll send it to you. That basically will need to be dealt with before the boardwalk is reinstated, otherwise it will fall off the boardwalk and we'll have to build another boardwalk. In fact, the tree itself is quite dangerous looking in total. Yes, Keith.
Well, just two things. Maureen and Les have requested, no, I can't agree with them, they need a new wheelbarrow opener. So, can I have £50, say, to buy a new wheelbarrow to leave over the Stockbridge?
Yeah,
you've got
the
other
card.
Yeah. And the other thing I've mentioned this morning as well, that chap, one thing we can do immediately over there, that's the Natural England man was saying that our path should be, was it 2 metres wide?
Yeah, a bit wider.
Should be at least maybe twice as wide as that.
Yeah, 2 metres. So we do have a contract with Justin to cut them when we request. But I think that's just to cut them as they are. I think my suggestion would be that sort of thing we do almost immediately, but we ask Justin if he can cut them all 2 metres wide as soon as possible. Yeah.
The reason for this is because of they've noted that the edges of pathways through wildlife areas are very important habitats, and you know, it's a surprising thing that the edges of the paths are very important habitats. They contain all sorts of things which don't thrive anywhere else, and so the idea is to make the path wide enough so that you don't tread on it.
No. So you still walk up the middle, but the path's going to be 2 metres wide. So I mean, that's whether we can do a variation of contract, or whether he has got a contract to cut the path. But I think he's only got to put bigger game mower in. It's not as if it's any more work, but we need to have work with it. That's the sort of thing I think we can do immediately.
Yeah, so we can do that. Okay, thank you, Peter. Right.
Chair, when you say the edgeways of the paths are important habitats, do we have to worry about what might be there that we're about to destroy?
Well,
it's all stinging now.
No, I agree, it's kind of illogical, but I think what he was saying, you need to establish the paths so that these habitats can thrive, and so. We didn't know this, and so we need to start doing it.
Yeah. I was just wondering if there's anything important there that we're about to just mow over. But how do you get it to 2 metres without doing that?
Well, I'm just thinking of this moment in time.
Maybe
this
isn't the glowworm time.
It is, yeah.
So would we be disturbing
maybe defer doing this.
Well, if you go up then round about now and into July, you might see the glowworms there.
Yeah.
And they are right on the edge of the plant, aren't they?
Do tend to like
that. Well, that's behind the houses, isn't it?
So when you come through the gate, the gate, behind the houses and it's the paths.
I was thinking more in terms of the paths, sort of way around the orchard.
Yeah, but when you say to somebody to do 2 metres, do all the paths.
Okay, man, I think we'll defer instant action on it, and maybe
have a chat with the Natural England ask when is the best time to.
Well, we're going to have to cut in the next couple of months. We're going to have to cut the paths anyway because those stinging nettles get so hot and they will fall over the paths.
Yeah.
So at some stage in the next couple of months, we're going to have to cut the paths anyway.
Councillor Cumberley is making a good point. No. So we'll ask Natural England if there's a good time to do this because we don't want to spoil what we have.
That's a really good point.
Don't tell him that. Right, okay. Right, we'll move on now to, if we're happy, to on to MA Hood 2022 with the Stockbridge Meadows Portal project. We'll begin with the motion to exclude the press. We'll do this with a matter of formality, although there's no public and press present. Just to clarify, any people who are sort of permanent members of the committee but not councillors can be part of this discussion. But if there were other members of the public here, they could not be. So can I have someone to propose that we exclude them from the press? Councillor Clark, Councillor Murray, seconding. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Okay, so that's...
Sorry.